pretty small nonprofit. There's like eight of us. And the only reason that we can do all of these things, we sort of look much bigger than we are, is because all the people involved in the Citizen are incredibly passionate, really talented, really passionate. They're all doing the right jobs, and they come every day to work with this idea that they know what our mission is. They're totally passionate about the mission, and they are doing everything they can to make that happen. So, you know, all these different forms of journalism that they are doing in order to make positive change in Philadelphia. And that is like an irreplaceable thing, right? You can't run an organization that is mission driven and behind if you don't have people who share the mission.
Welcome to The Courage Effect. I'm Suzanne Weller, and this is a show about growth and unleashing what's possible. You will hear inspiring stories about what courage looks like, how we navigate what's getting in our way, and the opportunities that surface when we choose courage over comfort. Let's get started. Hello, all. Welcome to The Courage Effect. Our topic today is going to be journalism. And because when we really think about journalism, it takes a lot of courage to be a journalist, especially now, because journalism is, it is rife for criticism, opinions. I mean, we all know over the past few years, all of the, you know, the ideas and the opinions that come down to news and what goes into news and journalism. So I am thrilled today to have somebody who is a dear friend of mine and who is making waves, important waves, and having great change and impact within the journalism space. My guest today is Roxanne Patel Shapalavi. Roxanne Patel Shapalavi is the executive editor and co-executive director of the Philadelphia Citizen, a nonprofit media outlet that uses solutions journalism, thought-provoking events, and calls to civic action to revive citizenship and democracy in the city where America was born. And I have to say, Roxanne, I'm so thrilled when I go to the Philadelphia Citizen website and I see on the masthead, it says, the Philadelphia Citizen, what happened, what it means, and what you can do about it. So this is obviously more than just a journalism site. So Roxanne, welcome to The Courage Effect.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, a pleasure. So talk to us about your story to the road to becoming a journalist.
Yeah, so I became a journalist in college. I went to college not really knowing what I wanted to do, but I joined the student newspaper basically my first week at college and decided it spoke to me. And really the reason I became a journalist is the reason a lot of people, especially I think of my generation, became a journalist, because I really wanted to make change. And I wanted to be the person who was helping to make that change. And I felt like I could do it through telling stories and, you know, calling people out who needed to be called out. So it was really my way of changing the world. And it was not something that it wasn't something I'd ever thought about until I got to college. I'm the child of Indian immigrants, and journalism was not a thing that anybody ever talked about being an option for a career. And so I've lived a fairly straightforward life, but my big rebellion in my life was becoming a journalist, and I'm really glad that I did.
So when did it start to happen? I mean, was it high school? Was it college? When did the journalism the journalism?
Yeah,
so
it was college. It was college. I went to the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, and the Daily Pennsylvanian is the student run newspaper, and is a really excellent, still is an excellent training ground for journalism. And because it was a small community, I could feel the impact of the work that I was doing, right? People would see my name in the paper and they would talk to me about it, and teachers would talk to me about it, and the university president would respond. And so I kind of felt that rush, frankly, of writing something and then having it go out into the world and having it actually have an impact. And I've kind of been chasing that my whole career, that feeling of being able to tell these stories and having it actually have an impact. And that kind of leads us to where the work that I'm doing now, which is much, much more directly impactful than anything I've done.
So talk to us about that, because I know that you joined as a journalist, but then you sort of moved up the ranks pretty quickly, and you're a key member as far as bringing the Philadelphia Citizens to life.
Yeah, so I was I've been a journalist for about 30 years in Philadelphia for about 25 years, and I was a writer. I wrote for Philadelphia Magazine. I was a freelance magazine writer for about a decade, mostly working on. I wrote a lot of social issue stories about women's health and women's bioethics. And I was writing things that were meaningful to me, but they also would go out into the world, and I had no sense of if they were reaching people, if they were affecting people, which is a lot of journalism, right? You have faith that what you're doing is important and makes a difference, and there are definitely stories that need to be told, the stuff that I've written. And about 10 years ago, a colleague and friend of mine called me and said, "You know, I have this idea for a different way to do journalism in Philadelphia." And that different way turned into this thing that we created called the Philadelphia Citizen. And it was, I joined and we started the Citizen around the time that this idea of solutions journalism was bubbling to the surface. And solutions journalism is really looking at problems through the lens of the solution. So the city of Philadelphia is a city with a lot of problems, but there's also tons of innovation here and around the country that are, which are actual solutions to these problems, like people doing things in neighborhoods. Sometimes it's government, sometimes it's businesses, sometimes it's researchers, whatever it is. There's people who are really enacting solutions. And we thought, you know what, the way to really do journalism that helps the city of Philadelphia, a city we love, is by focusing on these solutions and by giving people the tools they need to be civically engaged. And so I don't know about you, but I read the newspapers. Or I watch TV news and I end up kind of shrugging my shoulders and kind of going like, "Oh my God, I don't know what to do about all of these millions of problems." And that has the effect, I think, of making people feel really helpless and like problems can't be solved. So what we do is really tell people with every story, this is what you can do about this issue if you care about it. And that has become, we have a website. Now we do events that are really about, they're really taking this mission to in front of people and gathering people. The sort of really old-fashioned way of doing things, which is being in a room together. We launched about 8 years ago, and I kind of went from being a writer to editing my colleague Larry, because there was just a few of us doing this, to being somebody who is now I now edit it and I run the organization. And that was not a journey that I necessarily expected I would take, but it was a journey that it came very organically, and it really was all about the fact that I was very passionate about this project that we were trying to get off the ground. And it became about journalism, but it was the sort of the first expression of my journalism really being about changing the world around me. And being able to kind of craft this thing with that vision is what has allowed me to thrive in this role and to really love it.
That must have been
And
scary, though.
well, it was scary in the sense, and it was scary in the sense that startups are scary, I think, where there's you kind of go into it not necessarily knowing anything. So, you know, I'd never run anything before. We are also a nonprofit, so the other piece of this is trying to change the whole journalism model. And so part of what was really fun about it when we started was that because we were doing something new, there weren't a lot of rules to break. So it wasn't like trying to take something that had already existed and saying, "We're going to do something different." We were like, "We're just going to start this thing, and this is how we're doing it." And I think because I didn't really know what was involved in running anything, running a nonprofit, really being the editor or leading people or putting a vision onto a screen, I didn't really think about the fact that that might be really hard and really scary. I just kind of started doing it. And so, you know, tons of mistakes, hiring the wrong people, having you know, the sort of chaos in the beginning, which was really fun, but also, you know, was not sustainable. And now it's become something that is, it has, we do have impact. We have a big audience. now people are paying attention. So in some ways that's scarier because now people actually respond to things. And now I, you know, I write something, I get people calling me up and getting mad or saying yes or whatever it is. But it has a different, there's a different feeling. And I think in some ways it's because now that I kind of know what I'm doing, I kind of can see where I could fall off of a ledge or off of a cliff. And that's in some ways scarier.
So it's almost like that fearlessness of just going at it. You're
Yeah,
taking the
just
leap
doing
and you
it.
just do it.
Yeah, totally.
That's
But I
great.
think that's how a lot of things get done. I think it's, you know, you're just so, people are so naive and you don't overthink it, right? You just do it. And I that's kind of beautiful.
What was the biggest surprise when in this journey over the last 8 years for you?
For me personally, the biggest surprise was that I was able to actually lead a thing. Because I didn't realize that, you know, as journalists, we talk to people and then we sit and we just write, and it's a pretty solitary activity. I mean, you have colleagues and you have editors, but I was never an editor, and I never really led anything or shaped anything, and I didn't think that I was ever going to do that actually, because I really enjoyed being a writer. And so for me personally, the biggest surprise is that I could do that. And then as an organization, the biggest surprise is that we actually have an impact, that people, that we're actually making change with the work that we're doing. And the fact that that can actually happen in the sixth largest city in America is like, it's kind of bonkers and pretty exciting.
That's so exciting. And it's the perfect fit for you. I mean, that's, the idea of like you really going into journalism and wanting to create change, which you're doing every day.
And it's, there's something about also working locally. I worked for a lot of national magazines when I was freelancing, and coming back and really focusing on my own neighborhood and my own community, particularly in the sort of political and journalistic world that we live in nationally. It is really nice to focus on my own home and my neighbors, and recognizing that the real change you can make is when you walk out the door and the way you interact with people and the sort of small bits of citizenship that you can do every day. And that's like really what we push. And so I love that. Like, I love that that is what I'm trying to demonstrate in the work that we're doing.
Well, and you also get to see the impact firsthand.
I do. And that's really, that is something that not every journalist gets to experience. And so, you mean, you see these, the big stories, you know, the New York Times will run these like incredible investigative pieces that like change policy or change the world or start movements. And for most journalists, that is not our experience. And so on this sort of small scale that I have, I am able to see little bits of change, and that feels, that, you know, that feels good.
That's great. Well, we're going to cut for a quick break, but I'd love to talk to you a little bit more just about the mission, the call to the mission for you and for the Philadelphia Citizen when we come back. So, all right,
Okay.
we'll be right back. You're listening to The Courage Effect. Stay tuned. Courage takes on many forms. I know from personal experience that one of the most courageous things we can do is to recognize when we need help and seek out support. If you're going through a hard time, feeling like something is interfering with your happiness or the ability to achieve your goals, therapy can give you tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp's mission is to make therapy more affordable and accessible. It's an online platform where you can be matched with a professional therapist in as little as a few days. For more information and to get matched with a therapist, go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/courage. Visiting this link both supports this show and gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp. So if you're struggling, consider online therapy with BetterHelp.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to The Courage Effect. This is Suzanne, and I'm in conversation with Roxanne Patel Shepalavi. So, Roxanne, when we talk about your mission as a journalist and the mission of the Philadelphia Citizen, I would love to hear about how are you really empowering the people? Because that is such, the call to action, making sure that people are civically aware. Talk to us a little bit about how that's happening.
Yeah, so every story that we write, so we have a website and we run 10 to 15 stories a week, and every single story has on there a button that says do something. So if you read an article and you want to know, how do I start a little free library in my neighborhood? That little button will tell you how to do it. And, you know, we surveyed our audience. We survey our audience every year, and 85% of the people who responded to that survey said they had actually taken action based on something they read in The Citizen, which is kind of a huge number. And so it was, you know, we help people vote. We help people figure out if there's an organization they want to be involved in. We help people to figure out how to, you know, donate their money. We help people figure out how can they, you know, how can they take care of people who are homeless. Any of these, any and many of these different things, you know, how do you support businesses that are owned by women or people of color, or how do you write to your, you know, your city council person and tell them that you don't like what they're doing or you do like what they're doing? So all of these different small acts of citizenship are things that we give people very direct, a very direct roadmap for how to do. And then we have a couple of, we have all these different events. And one of the events, our biggest event of the year, is something called the Ideas We Should Steal Festival. And that is based on a column of the same name that we've been doing all along. And what we do is we look around the country for solutions. And then we bring people to the stage in Philadelphia, and they're in front of like 500 Philadelphians, and they're talking about how they have solved a problem in their city. And oftentimes, the point of that is not just to have like a show. The point of that is to say, this is how you, in this audience of civic leaders and business people and educators and, you know, philanthropists, can actually solve a problem in Philadelphia. And on at least three occasions, that has actually happened, where we've had something on a stage and within a year or two, one of those ideas has actually come to fruition in Philadelphia. Not actually stolen, in fact, in partnership with the people who presented the idea. And that is that kind of direct, like, we're here because this is what we want to do. And so what we're doing with our journalism is, it's not journalism for journalism's sake. And you kind of talked about our mission. Our mission is genuinely about bettering Philadelphia, reviving citizenship, strengthening democracy, and empowering everybody in the city to be somebody who is like making the change that they want to see in their city. And so we start to see that in these different ways. And then, and the sort of the third leg of our stool, besides editorial and events, is engagement. And so we will put out into the world some engagement projects. We do something called Integrity Icon, and it's a contest in which we try to name and fame the highest integrity city workers in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. in partnership with an organization called Accountability Lab that does it all over the world. And so the idea of that, again, is kind of change the story, right? It's like we have, Philadelphia has a long history of corrupt politicians. And this is a way of saying, like, instead of like parading that around and talking about that in the media, let's talk about the people who are actually providing really great customer service and are really high integrity people. And so we also do projects like that. And so all of that together it creates kind of it's a different way of thinking about journalism. So we think about every single one of these pieces as being the way that we do journalism. And that is not the usual way of doing journalism. And it's also not, I think, the way people think about the media and the work that the media can do. You know, as you indicated earlier, like, you know, the media is responsible for a lot of damage in this country and probably the world. But it is also, and the part that we kind of forget, is that it can also be something that lifts everybody up, and that really is uncovering things that need to be uncovered, and that is providing solutions, frankly, if the journalism is done that way. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and I love that too, because it makes me think of just sort of like unsung heroes, or just every man, like actually recognizing people that are doing their best every day, doing their job, and actually having a big impact that we're really not aware of, unless maybe we work for those organizations.
Yeah, it's true. So we just had an inaugural event in which we recognized, we called them Citizens of the Year. And these were all people from all different types of work who were demonstrating good citizenship. And so we had a block captain of the year who has like the highest voter turnout in her block and also one of the cleanest blocks in the city. We had somebody who was a social justice activist. We had a youth leader, a teacher. And then we also had a corporate citizen of the year who runs our electric company here. And in addition to the work he does, he runs his big company, but he has also helped to stand up an organization to support community groups that are fighting gun violence in Philadelphia. And that is the kind of citizenship that we want to celebrate. And he does that because he is passionate about Philadelphia, but also feels like it is core to his mission as this person who runs his company. And he has workers who go out all over the city into every single neighborhood, and you come from every single neighborhood and are experiencing all of the things that you get in all the neighborhoods in Philadelphia, and feels like it is his responsibility to make sure that Philadelphia is on the right track and that people are safe and healthy and have opportunities. And, you know, it's easy to kind of say like that guy is, you know, part of the problem. But when you actually look at what people are doing, you realize actually there's a lot more people who are part of the solution than we think about. There's also a lot of people who are part of the problem. And we, you know, that is fair to call out and should be called out. But I think, you know, also giving examples of people who are doing the right thing is a way to feel like you can be empowered to do the right thing.
Yeah, and not underestimating people either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, go ahead.
No, you go.
Because, you know, the part of what is, this work has made me kind of a better person too. Because I live in a city that is a really, it's a very heavily Democratic city. It is a very progressive city. And it allows us to be in a bubble, right? And so I work for a nonpartisan nonprofit. So we have to be really careful about all of that. Yeah. But also when you look at citizenship and you look at neighborliness in a small scale, you end up realizing that the person down the street, like two doors down, who maybe has a very different political view and maybe votes really differently, has exactly the same ambitions for the neighborhood that you do. That we all clean our block, that we shovel each other's walks, that we look out for each other, that we tell each other what's going on. And there's something about that that we feel like we have lost in this sort of national conversation. And so that piece of being a good citizen is now I start to think that way much more, just because this is the work that I do, and it leads into my life.
Yeah. It also, I'm thinking about you, you know, as a leader in your organization, and you're also, you know, you're creating that community internally too, and you want to make sure that you're supporting different viewpoints and you have that shared goal, but people, you know, as you said, people sort of sometimes care about different things or have different points, but you're still there with the same shared goal.
Yeah. So the only reason, so we're a pretty small nonprofit. There's like eight of us. And the only reason that we can do all of these things, we sort of look much bigger than we are, is because all the people involved in the citizen are incredibly passionate, really talented, really passionate. They're all doing the right jobs, and they come every day to work with this idea that they know what our mission is. They are totally passionate about the mission, and they are doing everything they can to make that happen. So, you know, all these different forms of journalism that they are doing in order to make positive change in Philadelphia. And that is like an irreplaceable thing. Right? You can't run an organization that is mission-driven in any kind if you don't have people who share the mission. And so part of that is I try really hard to create an atmosphere in which people want to come to work, in which people feel appreciated, in which they get to do the work they want to do, and also get to have the lives they want to have. And that balance is difficult, but it is also, it's also like what kind of, it's also what you have to do, right? It's like how you have to run an organization if you want to actually keep people around and make people happy and frankly demonstrate what we are celebrating in the pages of the citizen, right? So I like to write about businesses that are run well. And so I feel very much like I'm taking that example and trying to do that myself. And it's not perfect by any means. And I, you know, every day I kind of learn and realize that there are better ways to do it. But that project is even on a smaller scale, how I can sort of make change, right? By thinking about what people who work for me and who work with me need and how we can craft a company that allows them to have what they need.
Yeah. It's really just making me think about how all of these small actions, I mean, small scale, and it makes a difference.
It does. Yeah. And one of the things that I talk about is that I, when especially when I started, my children who are now teenagers were younger, I would talk about, I was pretty open about if I wasn't able to make something because my children needed me or there was, you know, something happening with my kids. And that was an uncomfortable place to be, especially as a woman, because, you know, it is, sometimes I think we try to act like we don't have any of this other stuff going on because it doesn't feel professional. And I started to think about it in a different way and think the more we do that, the more that starts to become normal and it starts to become a way that people can just be in their work lives. And then you don't have to have this like, this is me at work and this is me in life. And you can just be who you are in the work that you're doing. And that's what I have been able to get from the citizen. And so that's what I really wish that everybody could do in their life.
And it takes courage to do that. So thank you. Thank you for doing that and your team and the paper. So, I mean, well, I shouldn't even say paper anymore, right? So, and the Philadelphia Citizen.
Philadelphia media outlet. Yes.
Yes. The media outlet, because it goes beyond, it goes beyond just the paper. So, yeah. So thank you again for being here. One of the things that, I mean, as we wrap, a couple of thoughts of what I heard, really the whole idea of, you know, we have agency and, you know, we might not think that we do, but we also have agency in picking our journalism sources and what we then do with it after we've consumed it, right? So it's, where do we seek it out and what do we end up doing with it? And how do we potentially use it as an opportunity to lift and inspire ourselves and those people that are around us? Because community matters.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. So a quick plug, read The Citizen at thephiladelphiacitizen.org.
Yes, for all your Philadelphia citizen needs. And I think, you know, for people who aren't in Philadelphia, hopefully there's, you know, there's a lot of stories about cities in there. So anybody who lives in cities and loves cities, I think will, and loves democracy, will hopefully learn from it.
Yes, all very important right now. So yeah. Roxanne, so wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Take care. Stay courageous.